Today we get an update on Cooperatives Working Together, a widely known volunteer-funded program that helps dairy producers export their products. And we're joined by Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, we haven't discussed CWT on the radio in a while, so let's get a refresher on what this program's all about.
Sure. Well, Cooperatives Working Together was started back in 2003 to help dairy farmers work on their own, not with the government, but through a private program to improve their economic well-being. And really for the last decade, what it's focused on is pooling resources so that its member co-ops can help compete in international dairy export markets. It's one of the primary tools that we have to help the U.S. grow its ability to sell our products made here in America, outside of America, and again, we're doing this without any government assistance, so it's a program that we can operate ourselves.
So what's been going on recently with the program?
So far this year, Bill, it's been a productive year for cooperatives working together. In the first half of 2019, the total contracts that CWT has approved amount to about 31 million pounds of cheese, just over 4 million pounds of butter, about 36 million pounds of whole milk powder, 3 million pounds of cream cheese, and we even have a little bit of anhydrous milk fat, which is similar to butter, but it's all milk fat, not just 82% butter. So these transactions will move the equivalent of 670 million pounds of milk on a milk fat basis. So that's about two-thirds of 1 billion pounds of milk that is being sold overseas that in all likelihood would not have been exported or sold either domestically or internationally without the assistance of cooperatives working together.
We're talking with National Milk's Chris Galen here on Dairy Radio about the CWT program, Farmer-Funded Cooperatives Working Together. It seems the world's appetite for dairy is increasing, particularly the cheese varieties.
Yes, so primarily the focus of CWT's export program has been American-type cheeses such as cheddar or Monterey Jack. But we've really seen a broader mix here in the last year. Gouda, which is a very popular cheese globally, is also made in increasing quantities here in the U.S., and thus it's something that we can sell overseas because there's a big demand for. The same thing with Swiss, which is known as Emmentaler overseas. Now, the other things that we have expanded in terms of our list of products that are eligible for CWT bonuses is whole milk powder in recent years, and then this year, cream cheese and anhydrous milk fat. And the whole idea here with those products is that there's a demand for various forms of dairy, and what we try to focus on are those that have a fairly high amount of milk fat. Obviously, anhydrous milk fat is entirely milk fat. The butter that we're exporting is to the world standard of 82% milk fat, and then these other cheeses that I've been talking about, including cream cheese, have quite a bit of fat in them. We know that milk fat is a key driver of the price that farmers get for their milk and their milk checks every month, and so that's why we're looking at things like these higher fat products, because there is a strong demand for them, and it is something that has an outsized impact on the funders of the program.
For those dairy farmers and co-ops that are not participating in CWT currently, there is an opportunity.
Yes, CWT is a voluntary membership program. We have about 30 different co-ops as well as some individual farmers participating in the program, but certainly there's room for more. We don't have all the major co-ops, and we'd like to see the program be used as widely as possible. Obviously, as we see export opportunities continue to grow with more and more people in the middle class, in the developing world, outside the U.S., CWT is an important tool that we have in our trade arsenal to be able to reach them, and we'd like to be able to continue growing the program and finding different ways that it can help our members in the future.
For those that want to find more info about CWT,
we have a website, of course, for the program. It is cwt.coop, and we put information there about how the export assistance program works, and then every week we provide updates on the export activity where we are providing export bonuses to our members.
And again, that website, cwt.coop. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.